here on DS106 Radio. It's ready for show 3 of 4 coming up. It's going to be spinning around with the Junior RS group, or Juniors group. And tuning in with me as my co-host is...
Christina Hendricks.
Beautiful!
How could I miss that?
We are so well coordinated here, we're scary. So let me call in Seth and add people. I might get the hang of this Skype adding people. Eventually it comes up. I had a little scare there because at the end of the other show, my Skype started beach balling as it's starting to do now. Seth, where are you, Seth? Come on, Seth. Seth hasn't accepted my...
Oh, I think he's listening.
Yeah, but... come on.
So maybe he will do it now.
Skype. Seth has to accept my invitation. He did accept it. Oh, pending contact request. Let me see. It says add to call. Oh, it did work. I thought someone had to be a contact to make a call.
Hello, Seth. I did too.
Hello, Seth Goodman. DS106 Radio is calling you. Hopefully he'll answer. I'll wait for him to ring. Calling now. Did you accept my Skype contact? This is how we futz along.
I love DS106 Radio.
It is. I mean, where else can you like mess up and not have it be a problem?
Yeah. That's why I want to broadcast, because I don't have to worry about it. I'm not nervous about it. Yeah. You know?
Okay. He's I got the green check right now, which is a good thing. And Skype continues to give me the beach ball effect.
Well, you've got how many things going on your computer right now?
This computer's old. This computer's old. Okay, add the call. Let me do it the other way. I'm scared, Skype. All right. Give me some filler material, Kristen.
My guess is that the name of their team, I'm thinking, has to do with their name. So John, Rocky, but then the S. Yeah, Seth.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, John, Rochelle, and Seth. Yeah. So juniors. That must be it.
Yeah, that's it. All right. S-E-T-H. No, don't call me, Seth. Turn off your radio. All right, I'm calling you, Seth, so turn off your radio. You'll hear it on DS106. Through the Skype.
And you'll hear also all kinds of other fun stuff, like me having my dinner.
Hello?
Hey, Seth.
Hey, hello. Seth. Hi.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Good.
You're hearing me? Okay, good.
I'm not going to turn off any windows or anything.
No.
Yeah, really. Don't mess with anything.
Keep it open. But you will basically hear everything in the broadcast through Skype, so you don't need to be listening to DS106 Radio.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and turn that down.
Yeah, because otherwise the delay will sort of make you schizophrenic and tear your hair out or something like that. So welcome to the radio.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
You've been listening
and representing
so far?
My awesome team.
Yeah. Tell us about your team.
Go ahead.
Yes. The name? Well, the juniors, it's simply an acronym of our three names, John, Rochelle, and Seth. And Rochelle came up with that, and I thought it was pretty cool. So we went with it.
She's pretty clever, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Very clever.
And so how'd you guys, zero in on an idea for your show?
Well, you know... Originally, Rochelle, she had recorded a segment, or she'd recorded a rendition of Mad World by Tears for Fears. And so she sort of brought that forward and paired that with an idea that John had, which was he was thinking about stories that have very little narrative. And he was kind of wondering, you know, how little narrative do you need? I mean, do you need a beginning or an ending or a middle or even a conflict? Is it enough to just sort of have an image or a story that just kind of gets boiled down to an image? And so we started riffing on that song and this notion of just how little story do you need?
I remember when Rochelle was asking for contributions to those lyrics when she was reworking that song. So did she use some of the ones that she had gotten from people?
Well, we looked at all of those lyrics, and some of them were pretty fun and pretty cool. But I think our initial discussion started to get not serious, but very heartfelt very quickly. And because some of the lyrics for the song were playful and fun, and then the song itself is actually kind of depressing, even though I love it. It just didn't fit very well. And then John, unless I'm wrong, I think he came up with the song he said that he was listening to. It was Neil Young's song, Comes a Time. And within a day or two, you know, unbeknownst to John and I, Rochelle just recorded a version of that. And she put it out to us, and we both just were listening to it. And things just started to fall into place in listening to that song. We just started to hang things on it like ornaments on a Christmas tree.
So this kind of evolved rather organically.
Absolutely.
So she, you know, I didn't realize until recently that she not only does podcasts and all kinds of wonderful other things in DS-106, but she also records her own music, right?
She does. And I think in the song, I believe in the song, her daughter does. I know nothing about music, so I think she does harmony or rhythm, but she's in that song as well.
Wow. Right. That's great.
What else does that woman do? She's Superwoman.
I know. She's quite remarkable. I have to say that she had done a blog post maybe about a week before this week that we started. It was about storytelling at 3M and how storytelling communicates institutional memory more than manuals and field books. And I was really taken by that segment. It was very encouraging to me, and I'd always thought about doing audio. And that segment, I think, really inspired me to feel confident enough to even sign up for a team. So she does some very good work.
That's excellent.
You did. And you've been around DS-106 at least twice, right?
Yeah, in and out the rabbit hole a couple of times.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you came back in the hole.
Thank you.
So are you ready for me to turn it on, to play it?
You can go for it. You can spin it.
Okay, so what will happen is we'll hear the thing in its entirety. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about it, or talk about recipes or something. I'm going to wait for Skype to stop beachballing me, and I'm actually going to turn down you guys in Skype so you don't have to worry about rustling your microphones, but you'll still hear everything. So right now I'm muting you. You're going down, down, down. Boy, there's this sense of awesome control here. They can't even respond to me right now. DS-106 Radio. Show 3 right now is spinning around from the juniors on DS-106 Radio.